Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
If you'd like to be seated. We'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our service of Holy Communion today. And we want to say a warm word of welcome to all who are joining us online as well. We're today in our service, we're going to be thinking about how all creation is constantly declaring God's glory. And we're going to ask the important question, are we? That's what we're going to be thinking about in our service today. A couple of notices for the week that is to come. You'll have seen them on the screen on the way in. But we're just going to mention that this evening at 5 o'clock, our confirmation classes are continuing in the coffee bar. And also to remind members of the Select Vestry that if you can meet in the church car park at 6:45 tomorrow for the area deanery meeting, which will be happening in Willowfield at 7 o'clock. So all members of Select Vestry are asked to assemble in the car park at 6:45 tomorrow evening, and also tomorrow the BB will be meeting in the evening time. On Thursday, our parish prayers are happening over Zoom, and on Wednesday evening, the Pilates class will be meeting. And next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, our service is the service of morning prayer and evening prayer at 7. This coming week is Christian Aid Week. You'll have seen some information in the pews. There's some information at the back of the church. And just to make you aware that probably during the course of this week, there will be collectors making their way through this area. This year, Jonathan Johnston is organizing the collection in this area on behalf of our church. And if anybody is able to assist Jonathan with that, there's still a few gaps, I think, here and there. And if you can help with that, that would be fantastic. Also going to mention later in the week, I hope to have a job which I'm going to require a number of volunteers to help with. I'm not going to say what it is just now, but all you need is a car, and it's to do with the distribution of information. And if you can help and volunteer with that, have a word with me at the end of the service. As we think today of God's creation, we're going to join together to sing our opening hymn, the hymn, All People That on Earth Do Dwell.
Thank you.
our service today, the service of Holy Communion, and we pray together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we respond to God's forgiveness as we stand together to say Gloria in excelsis. Glory to God in the highest.
Glory to God in the highest. And peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you. We give you thanks. We praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
And our special collect prayer for this morning's service. Lord of all life and power, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in him, grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be praise and honor, glory and might, now and in all eternity. Amen. And if you'd like to be seated for our first reading.
Our first reading is Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all the nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has taken up for his people a horn of praise of all his saints of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our next reading is from the book of Acts. Chapter 11, and starting at verse 1.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The apostles and the brothers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him and said, "You went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them." Peter began and explained everything to them precisely as it had happened. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. I saw something like a large sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to where I was. I looked into it and saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, reptiles, and birds of the air. Then I heard a voice telling me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' I replied, 'Surely not, Lord. Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' The voice spoke from heaven a second time, 'Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.' This happened three times, and then it was pulled up to heaven again. Right then, three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea stopped at the house where I was staying. The Spirit told me to have no hesitation about going with them. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen an angel appear in his house and say, 'Send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He will bring you a message through which you and all your household will be saved.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them as he had come on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' So if God gave them the same gift as he gives us who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could oppose God?" When they heard this, they had no further objections and praised God, saying, "So then, God has granted even the Gentiles repentance unto life." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God,
Lord Jesus Christ.
We believe in one God.
We believe.
Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen, we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified,
who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
During the singing of our next hymn, the children and young people will be leaving us for Sunday school, and we want to wish them well as they go over this morning. We're going to sing together the hymn, All Creatures of Our God and King.
Please take your seats. Before we pray, I wanted to update you, and it's been a busy wee while. We've been dealing with visas for Ukrainian family, and there's been two things happening. First of all, people in the congregation and in the community have been so generous in the things that they've given in for the Ukrainian house, and it is thoroughly stocked.
and the people who arrive will be able to come in and not have to think about do I need to get this, do I need to get that? They can just rest, which is the most important thing. And also, this time last week, we had one visa. Now we have 4 out of the 5 visas. And so what we're going to ask you to do is pray relentlessly this week for just that one, and then for safe travels. Do you know what? You can pray for safe travels for a cat as well. Looks like it's almost more complicated to move a cat than it is a person. But that's something that you could do this week. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, all creation praises you. Help us to do the same. Amen. There was a magician on a cruise ship, and he was a mediocre magician, and he did okay, but what made life harder for him was his parrot. He and his parrot had fallen out some years ago, and now the parrot, who was involved in many of the tricks, decided to sabotage the act. But parrots are expensive, and like cats, they're hard to move from border to border, so he was stuck with this carrot, with his parrot, not a carrot. That's a whole different story. So anyway, the magician would be doing a card trick, and he would hold up the ace of spades, and the audience would be just about to applaud, and the parrot would say, "It was up his sleeve the whole time." And he would be ready to pull a rabbit out of the hat, and the parrot would say, "Don't trust him, the rabbit's been dead for years." And he would pull out this thing, and the parrot would just sabotage absolutely everything. Then one day there was a storm, and this cruise ship was absolutely battered by the storm, and it went down. And the sole survivors were the magician and the parrot. And there they were, the magician floating in the ocean, holding on to a plank of wood, and the parrot sitting on the plank of wood in front of him, just staring at him. And the parrot stared at him all day, all night, for 3 days. Then eventually the parrot said, "All right, I give in. What did you do with the boat?" The idea of animals talking and interacting with humans it's the realm of jokes. It's the realm of Disney cartoons. But in today's Psalm, we hear that it's not just humans that speak or communicate, if you like. All of creation has a mouth. All of creation praises the Creator. The Genesis 1 account of creation speaks of God building a vast venue, a huge cathedral of light and space and water. And then that environment, you get the image of it sitting still and empty for a moment, and then he fills it. God fills it with all kinds of sea creatures on the land and in the ocean. The place is just teeming. Lights in the sky, the place becomes alive, the water's just roaring. And his final act of creation in this Genesis 1 account is humanity. Humans are the pinnacle of his created work. And we're put in place to work the land and to oversee his creation. The psalm we read today revisits this creation in Genesis 1. And now creation is fully established. It's in action. It's a roaring success, and every last part of it points to God. Heaven and earth are full of God's glory, and heaven and earth announce his glory. The angels, being who they are, cry out in worship to God. The stars, being what they are, shine a testament to God's glory. The waters crash and roll, and by the very fact that they do what they do, and they are what they are, fills the great venue of creation with roars of praise. If you've ever been camping, by the ocean, you know the ocean never shuts up. Even on a calm day, it's just always there. Nature is never quiet. And these continual movements, this continual life, all points to the glory of God. Wild animals, tame animals, lions, rabbits, and even parrots point by their very nature to the fact that they are created by God, and their very existence points to his glory. It calls out to him. Creation worships him. And us, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. The way we have life and move points to the beauty and glory of our Creator. And we have an added dimension that outshines the stars. It outshines the sun and the moon. Our souls, our spirit, however you want to define it, calls out to God. It is made to fit in worship with God. Unlike the animals and the hills, we can fall in love with and fall in step with the will of the Creator. So unlike the trees and the parrots, we come to church on a Sunday and consciously choose to put our worship into words and song. But there's more to it than that. There always is, isn't there? There's always more to it. The Psalms were written in Hebrew, and I understand that the word avodah in Hebrew, however you pronounce it, wrongly like I just have, the word avodah is the Hebrew word for worship. And the same word, avodah, is the Hebrew word for work. The trees and the birds, by their work of being trees and birds, announce the glory of God. We are the same, only our work is more complex. Our work worship is what we do day to day. We come here, or we watch online on Sundays. Fine, good. But that is part of it. Our daily actions, paid or unpaid, private or public, they are our work worship. The things we do, the things we say, they're all part of our work worship. We're called to point to God and to look to God and to speak to God in all of our work worship every day. If someone asks you what you do for a living, you say, oh, I work worship at home with the family, or I work worship in the local spa. That's what I do. Now, if a couple get married, they make a public declaration that they're together. They've made a promise to be one. However, if I was to not speak to my spouse for an afternoon, that would be fine. That would just be the two of us going about our business. But if I didn't speak to her for a day, 2 days, 3 days, you can imagine it would start to get a bit tense. If I only decided to speak to her between 11 a.m. and 12 noon every Sunday and pretty much do my own thing for the rest of the week, it would come to the point that I would have to question my marital status. I would have to question whether or not I was actually in that relationship. Am I married in name only? Now, this may sound a bit harsh, but if the only time we think about God or say anything to him or do anything that is affected by him, there's some things that we do that we just do, but if God were out of the equation, would it change our daily life? Would it change our actions? We would like to think that it would. And if the only things that we do are the things that are unaffected by God, we might have to ask ourselves what we're doing and who we actually are within this relationship we say we have with God. And this may sound even more harsh, but I'm not sure if God actually needs us. Jesus' disciples were aggravating the religious authorities when, as he entered into Jerusalem, His disciples, his worshipers, they just wouldn't stop. They were calling out to him. They were praising him. And the religious authorities said to Jesus, "Would you ever tell them to stop praising you?" And Jesus said, "Look, if they don't do it, the stones will do it." I find it strangely comforting that if we didn't exist, God would still be God. It doesn't revolve around us or all hang on us, but we do exist and we are here. And God actually loves that we are here and wants that relationship with us. And so for us to fully live out our created being, for us to do our work worship and to speak with God daily as we go about our business, that's how we can be fully alive and fully alive in him. We'll maybe get things wrong more times than we get things right. But I think God prefers that we get things wrong in his presence than be absolute set of geniuses without him. The hills call out the glory of God by the nature of what they are and what they do. The seas call out the glory of God by the nature of what they are and what they do. Even the parrots call out the glory of God by their existence and what they do. It's worth asking ourselves, do we do that? Do we call out the nature of God and even call out to God by the nature of what we do in between Sundays, in our work worship, wherever that may be? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, the heavens and the earth are full of your glory. And we too, we're fearfully, we're wonderfully made. We're so intricate in our design. And you've given us souls that look to you, that long for you. Bring us into a relationship with you. Bring us to a point where maybe our life doesn't make sense if it wasn't for you. And if we are in a position where we don't think of you and you're not really part of our life day by day, help us to think about that and bring us to a point where we do look to you and we can have life in all of its fullness. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray for your world. Even though it's such a beautiful place, it has gone. We have, as humans, have taken it to dark places through the choices we make. We pray for Ukraine, where Russia seems to be pulling back from some cities. Allow those who are trapped in those cities to escape. Give orphans a safe place to find a home. May those who would come after them, may traffickers be thwarted. And may their eyes be closed to those who are vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, in the news we read of 10 people who have died as someone decided to start shooting in a local community shop. Please be with the families of those who are affected. Be with those who investigate and bring healing and closure to the situation. And be with those who, for whatever reason, have hatred for others with a different skin color. Give them peace in their hearts and not the will to do such acts of violence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for this, our country. We pray for our Queen as we come up to her Jubilee. We pray for her health and the well-being of her family. We pray for us here in Northern Ireland where there being no local assembly. We pray that somehow there may be fairness and justice for those who need a government that sticks up for them. And we pray for role models for members of the community who are disaffected. Give them people of peace and determination to look up to. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for our parish. Thank you for the chance to provide a house for refugees. Thank you for the generosity of people in the parish and that people are in a position to bring things in and share with a family. We thank you that we just have one more visa to go. And we ask you for that last one over the course of this week. And safe travel for this family into this parish. Heavenly Father, we pray for Bishop David in the work that he does. We pray for our rector, Jonathan, and his family. Be with them, be close to them, and give them your protection and your direction. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, as we take a quiet moment now, we bring before you those who are known to us, who are in need of healing or wholeness, whether they are at home, in care homes, or hospitals. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And hear us now as we gather our prayers together by using the words of the prayer that your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you." We're going to join together to sing the hymn, "May the Grace of Christ Our Savior." Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. The Lord is here.
His
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life.
At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me."
Lord Jesus, we bless you.
You are the true vine.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory.
Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying,
"Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest."
Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words.
Amen. Amen.
The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. In a moment, we're going to be inviting everybody to come forward to receive Holy Communion. And as we are permitted, as you know, to receive from the common cup, if you don't feel comfortable doing that, just indicate by putting your hands in front of you that you'd rather not receive from the common cup, and we will pass by. Draw near with faith and receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Eternal God, in word and sacrament, we proclaim your truth in Jesus Christ and share his life. In his strength, may we ever walk in his way, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And we pray together, Almighty God. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. So thank you to everybody for sharing in our service with us this morning, whether you're here in the building or whether you're at home or elsewhere. We want to say thank you for worshiping with us. And as we prepare to go into the week that lies ahead, let's think of our daily life, our work and our worship and all that we are as being offered to God for his service and his glory. We ask for his blessing. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Closing hymn today, the hymn Praise the Lord, you heavens adore him.